News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Germany and several cities across Europe, including Paris, are currently looking at the idea of introducing free public transport. As it stands, Germany and other European countries offer free public transport on the day of concerts and sporting events for those with tickets. So could Dublin and other Irish cities and indeed towns follow suit? To discuss this, we're joined by Green Party councillor and chair of Dublin City Council Transport Committee, Kieran Cuff. Kieran, what do you think? Is it something we should be looking at here, free public transport?
Well, I think it's a great idea, but the challenge is who would pay for it. And I know that in Paris, for instance, Mayor Anne Hidalgo is looking at the idea. She hasn't introduced it, but she's popped the idea out to see whether it could be done. I was in Australia a few years ago, and I know the centre of the city of Melbourne has free city centre trams. And in London, in the UK, the Labour Party have said that there should be free public transport for people under the age of 25. So free public transport all round would not be cheap. I mean, if you look at Dublin Bus, they get a subsidy of about €60 million a year. So if we gave free Dublin Bus services, it would not only involve €60 million from the state, but the passengers themselves pay about €200 million. So you'd be looking for €250 million every year to keep the same level of Dublin buses on the road. So I don't think it's realistic. But I think what's more interesting is to look at whether we could do some variation on that. I think the idea of free travel for students or those under the age of 25 is interesting. I mean, we give free travel to people over the age of 66. So maybe we could look at doing something for young people.
Yeah, the problem with that, Kieran, and you might just, I don't know if you're in, your signal is kind of coming in and out a little bit. I don't know if you're in a position to move to a slightly stronger signal area.
I do my best.
But the problem with that, I suppose, if you're, let's be blunt about this, students tend not to be the ones driving cars. What the idea is to get people out of cars. Will giving free transport to students, will that actually help with the congestion problem?
Well, it might set them up with a more sustainable transport pattern that they would keep to when they leave college. I know UCD, for instance, is suffering a huge car park problem, and they're looking at adding another 1,000
students spaces. Driving to college.
Loads of students driving to college.
Didn't happen in my day, Kieran.
The world has changed, Shane. The world has changed.
It has.
Another thing that might be interesting, Dublin Bus had this shopper fare of 50 cents to just jump on and jump off a bus in the city centre. And they had that up until earlier this year. But the NTA turned around and said, we want to simplify the fare system. So they got rid of it.
Is that 50 cent
it's
one?
It's gone. It was there until the end of January. And the NTA came along, the National Transport Authority, and said, we want to have simpler fares. So now you have to pay €1.50 on your Leap card to hop on and hop off a bus.
Because that was a brilliant one, particularly if you wanted to get a bus, if you wanted to get a bus or two buses, you knew that the route you were on wouldn't take you to where you wanted to go. You could pop on, pay 50 cent and get to O'Connell Street or somewhere like that
It was brilliant. And it went not with a bang, but a whimper. I don't think there was even much public announcement about
clearly
it. So that's something I'd bring back. There's a bigger picture though, Shane, which is that when you look nationally, we spend a lot more money on our roads than we do on public transport. It's a ratio of about 2 to 1 in terms of about €1 billion on roads and about €500 million on public transport. And interestingly, the Citizens Assembly published a report on climate change last week, and 90%, over 90% of the members of the Citizens Assembly said we should prioritise the expansion of public transport over new road infrastructure at a ratio of 2 to 1. They actually spelt it out. So I think there is a public wish to improve public transport, make it better, improve it, and perhaps reduce the fares.
Okay.
So I think the government is lagging behind on this one.
Kieran, just before we let you go, just want to ask you in relation to College Green. We're just getting that warning from Dublin City Council that traffic restrictions are set to continue into 2019, and obviously the length of last month's on board Planal appeal hearing on the council's plans for that Civic Plaza in College Green means a decision on the project is not expected to be issued by the board until August or September. Any comment on it? Where are we at in relation to those traffic restrictions and indeed what the future of College Green as a civic plaza?
Well, I think the engineers didn't see this one coming. I think we were let down by the traffic modelling, which didn't show us how severe this issue would be. But we've got to deal with it now. And bit by bit, we're trying to make it easier. I think the bus journey times have improved slightly, although there still can be tailbacks down the North Quays. We've taken some of the taxis out. I think the next trick is maybe to look at more bus lanes. I think streets like Tara Street or Westland Row, we maybe should prioritise buses that little bit more to make it easier to get them through. But look, the pain will continue until we do something dramatic in the city centre, and you just can't fit all those cars, buses and trams into the one space.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Kieran Cuff, Green Party Councillor and Chair of Dublin City Council's Transport Committee. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.